On this episode of Keeping It Real, let's get real. Happy hump day, my little crystals. It's great today to be alive. We are walking, we are talking, we are breathing. And if you're lucky enough, you have hot water. Wednesdays are all about the humping and dumping. And today I woke up and I'm tired of all the BS. I'm tired of all the excuses. No excuses! Because God did. Do not bite my sandal, Winifred. Winnie and I woke up super early this morning. We have coffee flowing through our veins. She likes to sip a couple sips off my coffee cup when I go to the bathroom. She sneaks it in. And now she has the zoomies. Speaking of Winnie, she also has been humping like crazy, I think because she turned one last month, and I turned the big 30 on the 14th. Can you even believe it? Because I cannot. I've been on this earth for 30 years, and it gets greater later, and I'm rediscovering myself in my 30s. This year, my family surprised me. They were kind of going back and forth if I wanted to do a big party, and they know me. I get overstimulated with a lot of energy, especially as an energy concierge, psychic intuitive medium, grief counselor. I really wanted to be my own energy. And so my family booked a paint night, and me and my sisters and my mom went to dinner, and then we did a paint night together. And it was the best birthday to bring in 30. The week prior to doing 30, I think my eye was about to fall off because it would not stop twitching. Not sure subconsciously, just the worry or the fear or just the nervous excitement of growth. But after turning 30, it has gone away, and I am 30, flirty, and thriving. We got a message in from one of our TLCs, and I'm gonna play it now. Let's hear what one of our TLCs got going on, and if there's any TE advice, any energy flow I can put down to better assist moving through this energy. Guys, I got really excited that I said energy because we got our first voice memo. Any of you that are listening want to share something that you're going through or want any tips or advice, you can click that little button down below and you can voice memo into the podcast and you'll be featured on an episode. Without further ado, let's give it up for TLC. Christina's in the house. What?
Hey, it's Christina from Seattle. I really needed to hear number two podcast. I've been pretty down, and my ex took my son to Ireland and to Italy, and you're right, I can't compare myself to him. Am I envy? Not envy that my son went. In fact, I'm so happy and incredibly grateful that he has the opportunity to go. It just breaks my heart that I can't do that with him or spend time with him. And I need to realize that, am I really envious?
Ooh, this is good. Christina, thank you for voice memoing in. It seems like you have a mix of emotions going on. A little bit of sadness, a little bit of longing. But you're right, not necessarily envy. Envy is usually involving the wanting of what someone else has without necessarily appreciating what you have. And that doesn't seem like the case here. It seems that you are grieving. It's more about a longing for the ability to provide similar experiences for your son. And I'm getting a feeling of a sense of loss that you can't. Or can you? I also want to just say, shout out to Seattle. TE's healing is going all over the world. We're international, baby. And we're in the West Coast region doing some healing, and I appreciate you reaching out and sharing your thoughts. I'll say this, Christina, you cannot compare yourself to your ex. You can't compare yourself to anyone because we are like a snowflake. Every single one of us are so individualized, have our own quirks, our own personalities, yet we are all interconnected because we all share the same consciousness. So instead of thinking about your ex taking, like, my ex took my son to Ireland and Italy, you can even reframe that in that connotation of the took, like it was taken away. Your ex gifted your son the opportunity to explore Italy, to learn about Ireland, and you're so grateful for your son to experience this from your ex-husband, because right now, maybe financially, or maybe right now you don't have the time in your schedule to give that experience to him, but you're not going to undermine and let your son miss this opportunity from it being given from your husband. Does it break your heart that you can't do it? Yes, but let's reframe that even more and go deeper. Why do you feel you can't? Why does it have to equate to a trip overseas to have a everlasting memory that your son can cherish? It could be as simple as going on an intentional nature walk with him and really asking him how he's doing and being a soundboard and giving him encouragement. And that will be something he takes to his grave, just like this experience he's having in Ireland and Italy right now with his father. I think a lot of the energy is knowing you don't need anything and that you are born with everything that you do need. You could want all day. So even when you said, I need to realize that this is not envy. No, you don't need to realize. You want to realize this is not envy. And it's not. I think this is all this is grief. The longing for family, to be able to share these experiences all together, and parts of yourself thinking that that's how it was going to be, but that's not how the cards played out. And I think you have to put the baseball bat down and stop beating yourself up, because who you are and what you're doing for your son is enough. The only person that doesn't think it is you. Keep on being the light that you are, and know that it's okay to grieve and feel these feelings, but that you can make a way to experience this similar energy without having to go across seas. Be creative. Be intentional. And don't be scared to allow yourself to feel and move through the ebbs and flow of envy, the ebbs and flow of loss, the ebbs and flow of grief. It is never too late to create the life that you want. And that goes for not only you, but the experiences that you want to experience with your son. Start now. Stop using the past to hurt yourself. The past is here to learn from, to grow from, to expand, to say, hey, you know what? I didn't like how I was doing it before. I'm going to do it a new way. This didn't work out this way because I did it this way. Let me try it a new way. Start now. And to work with the universe, to work with the energy that you are, to know that you are literally a reality creator. Let's go over the fundamentals of energy. These are the fundamentals of how the universe, our systems, frequencies, vibrations flow with one another and cannot change. These are the laws that literally govern how and where we are today. The law of divine oneness. This is law number one. We are all, let me repeat out loud, we are all, mic check, every single one of us, are intricately connected as a part of a whole. It's a unified field, and Albert Einstein discovered this understanding that matter and energy are interconnected, which means, my little crystals, we are all one. We all share the same information, and we get it from one collective consciousness, one consciousness. People can call that God, Source, the cosmos, the universe. I like to call it the big battery. We're all sharing it. We're all in it. We are one. Knowing this law can give you peace. You know why? You are not the only one on your journey. Be responsible and have the care and mindfulness of knowing we are all sharing a reality. This is a shared reality. All for support, all for kindness, all for mindfulness. The first law to know that we are divine one, that we are literally all together in this collectively, is tapping into empathy and having compassion. When I'm saying being mindful, it's being mindful that we are one, we are we, and being intentional when we are reacting to the situations around us to know that these spaces, individuals, people, places, things are also part of who we are. The second law is the law of vibration, which is so fundamental. This principle is understanding and knowing that everything is vibrating and playing together. Even our thoughts, our emotions are vibrating. They have energy. We are constantly isolating, resonating, always moving forward. Nikola Tesla, this is his law. This is when he started to understand energy and started working with it, with the principles that govern how we operate. Energy, frequency, vibration. That's all this is. Dr. Bruce Lipton, he studied behavior of cells, and he proved that thoughts and our beliefs actually are vibrating through a subatomic level, that everything has a string of energy. And since everything is always vibrating, we could think of the frequencies around us as almost being a conductor. You are the conductor. You are the music conductor. So you get to choose the tune. I think of the gratitude paradox, which is experiencing gratitude. The more gratitude you experience by being grateful, the more that you're cultivating that. So it's almost like cultivating attitude of gratitude. Surround yourself with growth, with art, with tranquility, with inspiration. All that vibrates, it's going to increase that own vibration within yourself to call it in more and more. You are not on an island. You are part of the vibrational orchestra of the entire universe. Be consciously aware of the vibration law. Knowing this, you are literally in symphony with the cosmos. And the minute that you are out of tune with that flow, you are going against the natural system that you are a part of. The third is the law of action, which is actually the bridge. It's the must. It's the most tangible for us in the 3D to actually see this. You have to take action. Isaac Newton, third law of motion, must keep moving. What does that mean? You got to have the willpower to actually put yourself out and go after your desires. The universe will line you up, but unless you're going after what it is and taking the action, you ain't going to get it. Have the willpower and clarity of your purpose. What are your goals? Create a roadmap so that your guides know, the universe knows how to get you there. The more that you are consistent, it's compounded over time, which time is fake. So compounded over space. And when it's at its point of being able to be revealed in the 3D, it will manifest. More seeds, more flowers. Plant all these positive seeds of what you want and keep on nourishing them. They will soon grow into what you've always wanted. But you also have to celebrate. Celebrate the sprout. Celebrate the stem. Celebrate the bloom. If you're not celebrating even the smallest things, why would the universe give you more? They're not going to, because you're unappreciative and you're not in the vibration of honoring, respecting. The minute you honor something small, guess what? The universe is going to give you more surprises because you are resonating and receiving and not rejecting your blessings. The fourth law is law of correspondence. And law of correspondence is the law that it's never the outer that changes the inner. It's the direct understanding change the inner to change the outer. Hermes calls this the mirroring effect. You think of the quote, as above, so below. As within, so without. It's the macro. It's the macro and micro. And when I think of the macro and micro cosmos, everything is in beautiful synchronization from inside out. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakes. Dr. Emoto did a study on the shape of water and the positive and negative effects of our thoughts and emotions and words when it comes to energy and the effects it has on water. You might have heard this study. It's shocking, the results, but it showed that inner is the solution, because students were told to talk negatively to one glass of water and then very positively to another glass. And what happened when they froze the crystal? The positive body of water that was being talked to, the glass of water, ended up freezing with perfect crystalline icicles. So when they zoomed in, you saw the perfect structure of an icicle, almost like a snowflake. No broken pattern, full in its shape and in its expression. And then the negative water, all broken crystals, all broken snowflakes. There were not one clear crystal that froze from the negativity that was in, implanted from just words and emotions being said to water. What does that mean? That means literally we are a body of 99% of us are literally, we're all water. The way that we speak to ourselves matter. The way that we our emotions matter. Our cells are listening. Our body is listening. Surround yourself with positive people, positive environments, and pay attention to your internal dialogue. What's going to reflect out in our material world, out into the 3D, is what we reflect inside of ourselves. Those are the first four laws. There's the divine oneness, law of vibration, action, and correspondence. There's actually 12, and I'm going to go over four more tomorrow. Right now, see if you can study these. Write them down. See what resonates to you. And if you want to share how you're going to apply these principles into your life, comment down below, do a little voice memo. TE loves hearing from you. And I just want to give a special shout out to Christina today for opening up and being vulnerable about what's been going on and what you're going through. I hope today's tips help you energetically continue to move through and be the light that you were born as. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. Make it a great day.